Speaking to reporters on behalf of Anglican archbishops on Tuesday following a two-day meeting in Juba, Archbishop Justin Badi Arama, the primate of the Episcopal Church of South Sudan, said the church is aware of the enormous challenges facing the signatories of the 2018 peace agreement. Badi says conducting the elections at the end of the transitional period is in the best interest of South Sudanese who are yearning for peace and development.
The ECS leadership appeals to the revitalized transitional government of national unity and friends of South Sudan to ensure that elections are done without further extension so that the lives of innocent citizens are not put at risk.
The archbishops say during their two-day meeting they found out that some important provisions of the peace agreement have not been implemented, including reconstitution of the elections commission. Badi says the Anglican Church is concerned about the delays in the implementation of some of the provisions of the agreement.
As a church, we are ready to support the process through prayers, preaching peace messages, advocacy, civic voter education, election monitoring, and mediation.
The church leaders say the transitional government of national unity should allocate funds to the various bodies charged with the responsibility of ensuring the elections are held on time.
If the elections are conducted well, security arrangements are not fully implemented, we fear that the situation in neighboring countries might happen. That is our concern. We need the security arrangement to be fully implemented, and we have one army in the country.
Information Minister and Government Spokesperson Michael Makwe says the transitional government of national unity is working around the clock to complete the remaining tasks stipulated in the roadmap for extending the transitional period.
The people of South Sudan have been suspicious and they are saying there will be another revitalized roadmap, is what they are saying. But we are telling them that we are moving, there is no any other extension, we are going for elections. And for us to go for elections, we will make sure that the constitution is out and the security arrangements are completed, plus the election commission and the political parties council is set up.
This will be South Sudan's first national elections since the country got her independence from Sudan in July 2011. The country missed conducting elections last year after the signatories of the 2018 peace agreement did very little to implement key provisions of the peace deal, and they extended the transitional period for more than 2 years. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.